dawn. It's not night. It's
evening.
Okay. But you don't say, do you ever say good night to someone when you meet them?
No.
It's when you leave, isn't it?
When you leave.
But you say good morning when you meet them. But when you tell them goodbye, you don't say good morning, do you?
No.
It's funny how we say good morning to meet, but we don't say good night if we're meeting them at night.
No.
But we usually, that's a farewell, isn't it, to say good night.
Yeah.
All right. If a man has to go get up and start working just as the sun comes into sight, he says he had to start to work at
what? Sunrise.
Sunrise, all right? Right. The principal parts of this verb, rise, what time did the sun rise this morning? You say that the sun, what, at 6?
I guess it rose around 6.
Rose around 6, okay. We're a little late this morning when we started out in the field. The sun had already, what would you say?
Gotten up.
Had already gotten up, okay. If you say, I saw it, what would you say? I saw the sun.
Rise.
Uh-huh, okay. Now, the evening, at the end of the day, if he worked until the sun went down out of sight, he had worked until?
Sundown.
Until sundown. And, we all worked until, if you and your boys and girls were out working, you could also work until what? The sun was setting.
Dark.
Until dark, or, and sundown is another way of saying the same word. Okay, today is Saturday. Then Friday was what? What would you call that one before today?
Friday.
Yeah, what would you call it now with reference to today? Not tomorrow, but... day before today is what? What's the day after today?
Tomorrow's Sunday.
Yeah, tomorrow's Sunday.
Today.
Well, no, this Saturday, what was Friday?
Day before Saturday?
Yeah, but there's another way you used to refer to it. When someone came to see you, blank. It was just today before the day. What was that?
Came on Friday.
Oh, you got this word. I know you know that word. Right here.
Yesterday.
Sure. Now, how would you say that?
Yesterday.
All right, yesterday. Well, some folks say yesterday.
Yeah.
Would you say yesterday? Yesterday.
Yesterday.
That's your normal speech, okay?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, how would you say he came here?
Sunday before.
Before or Sunday before last?
Sunday before last.
Do you say, which one would you say normally?
Well, if he came last Sunday, I'd say last Sunday.
And what was the week before that?
2 weeks ago.
Okay. He's came 2 weeks ago. And if he's going to leave next Sunday, a week beyond Sunday would be what? Not tomorrow or next Sunday, but a week after that. How would you say that?
2 weeks later.
Yeah, but what's your usual reference with? Well, just tell me what tomorrow would be.
Well, tomorrow will be, you mean, 10th of the month.
No, I'm not saying 10th day of the month, I'm just saying...
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
Lord's
Day. What about a week later?
Well, it'd be a Sunday, it'd be the next Sunday.
And would you ever say Sunday week?
Sunday week, yes.
Is that your normal speech, to say Sunday week, a week from Sunday?
Week from Sunday.
Which would you think you say mostly?
Week from Sunday,
you'd probably say week from Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If somebody stayed from the 1st to the 15th, yeah. You'd say he stayed about what? If he stayed
2 weeks.
About 2 weeks. You ever use the word fortnight? I don't either. But that's what that means, I think. Fortnight means 2 weeks.
Oh.
But I never use it. I had never heard you use it.
Uh-uh.
I don't think I could ever got you said it.
No.
If Monday is today, well, today is Saturday, what's Sunday going to be for us? If this is today, what's the day later?